The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Take a look this first hour at something that is really explosive. Every so often, something pops up in the, we'll call it the supplement market, health, wellness, well-being, that gets to be red hot. Many of them burn out, just go away after 6 months, a year. Not Carbon 60. Carbon 60 is here to stay, and it is an extraordinary breakthrough. There are a number of different manufacturers. I'll bet there are hundreds right now. I did a simple search, Google, and I typed in Carbon 60. You know how many returns came back? 760 million. That's hot stuff. As you know, Gresca's Carbon 60 is a supporter of this program, and they are unique. Bob Gresca, of course, is a carbon scientist with NASA, great NASA background and experience with the shuttle, the tiles, the insulation. He knows carbon scientifically as well as anybody. And his Carbon 60 is the only solvent-free produced Carbon 60 product. Their manufacturing process is unique. It has tested out as the cleanest, purest, most concentrated bioavailable C60 product on the market, and you know I wouldn't have it unless it was the best. It's food grade, Carbon 60. 100% bioavailable, pure food grade Carbon 60. This is a story that we have to be a little careful with. As you know, we don't make claims that this is a cure for cancer or dementia or anything else. What we do say is that Carbon 60 is one awesome antioxidant. It is apparently several thousand times more effective than even vitamin C, depending upon who you talk to. It is something that will allow your body to do what it wants to do, and that's to get better. We'll kind of leave it at that. We're going to talk about the pernicious disease of Lyme tonight. Lyme disease. I don't know how many Americans have Lyme now, but I know they're all suffering. It's a morbid, horrible bioweapon that was created, apparently, by the government. It was originated on Plum Island, as far as we can tell. It rode the ferry over to the mainland, got off, and the first case of Lyme, I think, occurred within 1 mile of the actual ferry dock from Plum Island. Patty Doyle and I used to talk about that all the time. Lyme. She had it. Many of you listening probably have it or certainly know people who do. First up to talk with us about not just carbon 60, but lime as well, and how the two reacted to each other. I guess that's one way to phrase it. Liz is standing by there. Elizabeth, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you for being here tonight.
No problem. My pleasure.
Now, what is this with Lyme disease and you? When did this start? How did it start? Do you know any? What do you know about Lyme after fighting it? And most people with Lyme usually end up being pretty informed about it. Tell us the story.
Mm-hmm. So I became acutely ill in 2014 to the point where I could not even get out of bed, and I have three young children.
Oh, my. What were their ages in 2014?
They were in, let's see, fifth grade twins, and then, no, fourth grade twins, and then a sixth grade.
Well, that's when mom is needed the most.
Yeah.
So do you know when you became afflicted with Lyme, when you were bitten, and how you got it? Did you ever figure that out?
I can't say for sure, but, I grew up in California, and then my dad was transferred. He's an airline pilot, TWA airline pilot, and he was transferred to the East Coast. And mm-hmm. I actually went to high school in Darien, Connecticut, which, as you know, is right there on the Long Island Sound. I was a lifeguard on that beach.
Lyme Central back there.
Yes. So, I look back and I realize that for many years I had low-grade symptoms, just fatigue, I just never felt great, and I never really knew why. I had other health issues. I had endometriosis. I had trouble getting pregnant. Mm-hmm. I had back issues. I just tended to have all these kind of health issues. But it wasn't until 2014 that the acute version hit.
Do you think Liz? Do you think that in 2014 you were bitten and you got Lyme, and on top of the other issues, it just caved you in? Or do you think you might have had Lyme and been fighting it for several years before it became acute?
I believe it's the latter. That's my belief. I don't think Lyme is the kind of thing that works instantaneously. I believe it's sort of like one of those lurking, mm-hmm. It kind of sucks the life out of you, and then it, but when you hit rock bottom, it just takes you out.
Understand.
It's a time bomb.
It's kind of like chronic fatigue syndrome.
Yes.
You're in bed and you don't want to get up. You can't get up I can't even imagine that. I couldn't deal with it. It was
horrific. And the thing that makes it worse is that the doctors don't believe you're sick. And so they tell everyone that you're crazy. And so, it's like you go, not only are you so sick you can't function, but people aren't believing that you're actually telling the truth. So it's hard. It was hard.
One of the things I heard was, I guess one of the cruelest things you can do is tell a legitimate chronic fatigue sufferer that it's all in their head.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, Lyme, fortunately, we have tests for. I mean, we can find the Lyme agent.
Right. Yeah, but one of the things that a lot of people don't know is that, you end up being sent to a Lyme specialist. Well, not sent to. In my case, I was. I happened upon it. Really amazing. I live in Northern California, and I ended up at Stanford Hospital, and I had an amazing, amazing doctor there who was actually a psych consult in the emergency room, because my friends thought I was crazy. He had Lyme himself, and he told me that's what I had, and he told me this doctor in San Francisco to go to see, and that's how I figured it out. But it's not covered by insurance, so you go to see these Lyme specialists, and it's thousands and thousands.
Wait, hold on. Lyme is not covered? Lyme is a recognized issue, but it's not covered.
No. See, people don't know this. I'm so surprised that this this information, it has been so suppressed, because it is the biggest travesty. There are so many people suffering, and they're losing their houses, their marriages are falling apart. I mean, it's horrible.
Well, wait a minute. Is this a decision that the health insurers, the providers, so-called, got together and made on their own? How do they do this?
No. It's basically what it is. The medical community does not acknowledge Lyme being a chronic illness. They only acknowledge it as an acute illness. So they do not believe that you can have Lyme disease 20 years later after being bit by a tick. And they don't believe that it's chronic. But it also doesn't make sense, because they talk about, like, they're not acknowledging a chronic version that happens after a round of antibiotics that doesn't work. But if you don't know you have it and you never took antibiotics,
right,
you know, it doesn't make sense what they're saying. So, but literally, you know, people are losing everything to treat disease, because the only thing that they treat is, you know, the acute version of Lyme disease, and they have a test that they do in these hospitals that is really, really, it's just ridiculously, it doesn't pick up, you know, 75% of positive Lyme cases.
And how can the test be so incompetent at this point?
It's because the test that they use at, you know, a regular hospital you would walk into off the street versus the one that they use in the Lyme office are two different things. And one is much more sensitive. I can't remember the names of them now because it was so long ago.
That's okay. That's all right.
The one that they use at the Lyme doctor's office, it takes a few weeks. It's one of those things where they, it takes a little while to get the results and stuff, but it's much more sensitive and accurate. And basically what I've heard from the Lyme specialist is that the test that they give in the hospitals is useless. So what happens is these people like me and, I mean, my story is like, you know, 1,000 times over. Everyone has the same story. You go to the hospital, you go to the doctor, you're so sick you can't function, and they run all these tests and everything comes back negative and they say you're fine. But the thing about Lyme is it tricks your body. It suppresses your immune system. So your body isn't reacting to any kind of pathogens or toxins. It's just, they're just building up in your body.
So your immune system essentially shuts down, and all this toxicity, the pathogenicity, all of it, as you mentioned, just begins to accumulate. And I guess you hit a threshold, and then you're in bed. Boom. Wow.
I believe that's the case. You know, I mean, I the one thing that I know that all Lyme people have in common is the toxicity is off the charts. It's just like the heavy metals, you know, the parasites, the candida,
that's a clear symptom of a failed immune system. You're not fighting anything.
Yeah. Right.
How
right,
sad.
But you're not getting sick. Like, the other weird thing is that many Lyme patients do not get colds. And that was one of the things that made me realize I was getting better, was that I finally got a cold after I started taking the C60. Because your immune system doesn't recognize that. But you just don't even show symptoms of it, you know? It's
how bizarre. How really bizarre. Well, this, as I said earlier, is apparently a bioweapon that got loose. There are thousands of them, different kinds of weapons, and it came from Plum Island. We're virtually positive of that. Oh, yeah.
I read that book about Plum Island.
Makes sense to you?
Mm-hmm. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're suffering miserably.
Right.
When did you hear about carbon 60? And how did you think it might help your immune system?
So you mentioned earlier that, you know, anyone with Lyme disease becomes an expert in health. I mean, it's like the Lyme community is the most, like, knowledgeable. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because we end up having to do our own research, because
that's
there
right.
are no answers out there.
That's
you know?
Right. Yeah.
So I, as you can imagine, tried everything under the sun for 4 years straight. And, you know, the first thing that actually really helped me, that got me out of bed, was my dad actually was the only person who really believed me that I was really sick. And so he was desperate to try and help me. And he sent me a Rife machine. Have you heard of that before?
Oh, yes. I know all about Rife. I've been involved with Rife for 30 years. Sure.
Okay. Interesting. Well, you might be able to explain what happened then. So the rice machine literally got me out of bed, and within like maybe a weekend. I mean, it was insane.
They're coming up with new frequencies all the time. They're really honing in. They're dialing in what works best on the Lyme agent. And I'm not surprised.
Okay.
I'm glad to hear it. But you must have had an enormous detox to deal with, too.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah, yeah. I mean, for that first weekend, I just slept the whole time. And then I actually felt better. And I started to get better. But what happened to me was I literally started to get this inflammation. Like, I think the rice machine was killing the pathogens, but I wasn't clearing them. So I sort of blew up. I mean, I literally gained like 50 pounds overnight. It felt like I just blew up like a balloon. And so although the rice machine was helping, I wasn't sure what was happening, you know?
You know what it is? These are single cell organisms, and they're, the excretions from them, like with bacteria, are actually what are incredibly toxic to the body. It's like having a parasite. Well, you can get along with a parasite, but it's the excretia of the parasites that often make people terribly ill. Good, good. This is an interesting story. Keep going.
So I was functioning. I was performing my, you know, motherly duties at this point, but I was, you know, still battling.
You weren't right. You got,
issues
I got it.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Major skin issues as well, like horrible lesions and like just horrible muscle pain. So I still had symptoms, but I was functioning, and, I used the rice machine for about a year. You know, it really did great things for me. I love the rice. I definitely recommend it for people, to look into it, but, stopped using it due to this issue with this detox. So then I started this whole period of just extreme research, and I just discovered that, you know, I had that MTHFR mutation, which is I just am not clearing, toxins from the body. And that's one of these gene mutations that, it's like blocked detox pathways, I think is the best way to explain it. Like, you just don't, you can't clear stuff out of your body.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Lyme patients also have this. So it leads me to believe, like, does the Lyme cause that? You know, I'm just not sure which comes first.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing all this research, and I, you know, started all these supplements, and I was taking a million different supplements. I knew every, you know, possible, or I did a bunch of herbal stuff.
The fight of your lifetime, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, there's a salt, vitamin C protocol. I tried everything. I mean, everything. And I got better, but I hadn't lost that inflammation. I was really, really, really bloated to the point where it was uncomfortable. I couldn't wear normal clothes, you know, like.
Jeez.
And yeah, I mean, just like, that was the worst part. And so I just couldn't break that barrier of getting 100% healed.
Liz, excuse me, were you married at this time?
Yes, yes.
I was having a horrible thought you were a single mom on top of all this.
Oh, yeah. Luckily, I have a husband. Yeah, thankfully, we're still married. We survived. A lot of Lyme,
good.
People with Lyme end up getting divorced because it's so stressful.
Yep.
So basically, I just had sort of gotten to the point where I just wasn't sure what direction to go, and I was sort of losing hope that I'd ever get 100% better. And I happened to listen to that Cliff High, you know, interview that everyone heard.
Yeah.
And I just was fascinated, and I just became obsessed with researching C60, and just tried every single one of them. I mean, I think I've tried every one of them on the market.
Wow.
And I started to listen to all the interviews, and, you know, I listened to a couple of Bob's interviews, and, you know, I was just trying to sort of figure out what was what.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to, you know, based upon what I was hearing, was that Bob wasn't the real stuff, and so I, you know, avoid the black stuff and all that stuff. And I was like, so that's what I did at first. And what happened was, I realized that the black stuff is actually the best stuff. So I tried all the other brands at first, and I had some sort of negative side effects, like stomach issues with them. Like,
oh, this is all right. Now tell me a little bit more about that. This is a stomach issue. What, like an upset stomach? Kind of like just a sick feeling in your stomach? What?
Like kind of more like a pain.
Uh-huh.
You know, like almost like a cramping. And you know, I think that with like you said, with, you know, people with Lyme are so toxic that you add any amount of toxicity on top of it and it makes it worse. So now I realize that, you know, it was probably the tooling that was in it that was causing that.
The what was in it?
You know, the stuff that, I can't remember what it's called. It's like T-O-U-L-E-N-E.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But anyway, here's the deal. You tried all of them. Then you got to Gresca's Carbon 60. Finally.
Right.
These are molecules. They're spheres. They're beautiful molecule. They're not crystals. And again, it's the only pure food grade bioavailable C60 on the market. It's the cleanest, purest, most concentrated.
Right.
It is what it is. So when you used Gresca's Carbon 60, what was the, did you immediately notice a difference? Because you had been using other C60s. Yeah.
I had taken a break from them, because I literally, like, it was making me so sick that I was like not able to function, you know? But I really, really wanted to get the benefits of the C60 because I kept hearing these the miraculous stories. And so, I ended up giving the one last shot with Bob's, and honestly, the first dose I took, just the first, you know, drop or fall, within maybe a half hour, I had like 10 times the energy. And I actually called Bob on the phone to tell him because I just instantly knew, like, oh my gosh, I think this is, you know, what I've been looking for. I could tell immediately.
So it sounds like it supercharged you almost from A to Z, your immune system, your energetic levels, the works. This is, I've heard this from other people too, and it may sound too good to be true, but all I can say to all of you listening, wherever you are around the world, do your own research.
Go to C-60.com
and look at the site, look at other sites, and remember what you're hearing from Liz. Okay.
Yeah.
You called Bob and told him, and he's very happy to hear these stories. I know him well enough to know that.
And he's just, immediately, like, I think I was even crying when I called him because I was just like, you know, oh my gosh, you know, because it was so amazing the difference in energy that I felt. I hadn't felt that level of energy.
And that's one eyedropper full, and within a few hours you felt better.
Yeah.
Lots better. Mm-hmm. Todd, I'm going to go through this. I want to make sure I get this story. Thank you. With respect to the stomach discomfort, very understandable. How long did that last?
Oh, hours. I mean, I was taking, you know, a large quantity of it because that's what they tell you to do with some of it. You know, with Bob's, you only take a small amount because it's so concentrated, but with the other stuff, you're supposed to take a large quantity. So you're taking in a lot of oil too. So it's hard to know what's causing that.
Uh-huh. So that went away after what, a week, a couple of days? How long?
Well, if I took a dose, it would hurt the rest of that day. And then by the next day, it would be fine, but it would definitely last for a few hours afterwards.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, this is part of the detox process, we think.
Yeah, it must be. I mean, I wasn't feeling, you know, I'm used to detox with Lyme because you go through detox constantly.
Sure.
And it wasn't like the same sort of symptoms I was having. Although after I started Bob's, I did go through some detox, which, you know, people have to be prepared for. So.
Well, it's important to talk about these things so people who do try it, if they happen to have a little stomach upset or discomfort, they'll know. It will go away. It's just, part of the, this is a very unusual, compound, carbon 60. Mm-hmm. And the way Bob produces it is unique. He's the only one who doesn't use solvent. in the process.
Yeah.
And I just
the toluene is a solvent. That's what I was trying to say before. Yeah.
Uh huh.
So
uh-huh.
I think it's called toluene. It's a solvent
think you're
that
right.
is used. Yeah, with the other 260
yeah.
process.
Okay,
yeah.
So let me move forward here. You had a big breakthrough. You've been using it for how long, and where were you after a week and then a month after you started?
Okay, so I've been using it for about a year, about a year ago, March. So a little over a year. I felt the biggest thing I felt right away was energy boost, which was the biggest. I mean, like, literally, that was such a gift, because that is the biggest thing that Lyme does.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Your prayers are answered. You bet.
Yeah. I mean, that in itself, if that had been all I had gotten, I would have been happy, just because, you know, that's the thing that makes you just...
I understand. I got it.
Life. Yeah.
I gotcha.
So that happened at first. And so, you know, for a while, I would have days where I definitely could feel... die off symptoms, you know, detox symptoms, and I take activated charcoal for that. That really helps. But that would only last like a day or two, and then by the next day, I would wake up feeling even better than I did before. And it was just one of these things where every day I would feel better and better and better and better. And in my case, I was really, really sick, and I was really toxic. So for me, it's taken me a lot longer than what I've seen results with other people, like Kate Hart, who I've been talking to a lot throughout this year and stuff.
Yeah.
She had stuff happen right away. And, it took me a little bit longer because I really had to get a lot of the toxicity out of my body before my body could heal.
Yes, of course. Absolutely. You came back from, what was a terminal one-way ticket to, bed the rest of your life.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, I wasn't necessarily in bed, but because the Rife machine.
I understand.
But I was just kind of like, you know, I just didn't feel well ever. And I just sort of was going through my life trying to enjoy myself. But,
sure.
You know, okay. So I think the first thing that happened that was huge was in July, I think it was, I got a horrible cold. And I even emailed Bob to tell him how excited I was that I got this horrible cold. Because that's a symptom. That's a sign that your immune system's working again. And so, literally like my entire family could have a cold prior to this and I would never get it. And this time I got it the worst and I had it for the longest. I had a really severe cold. And after that cold ended, I came out of it 20 pounds lighter and like a new person. And at this point, I've lost 75 pounds and I went skiing with my family in February for the first time in 5 years.
Incredible, Liz. Truly incredible. All right, we've got to wrap this up. So let me ask you to give us another minute on this and take us to where we need to be for this visit.
Okay. I think with C60, you know, there's no downside really. And I think most people who are this ill are willing to try anything. They'd hang from the ceiling if they thought it would help, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I just want people to have this information, have an open mind. You know, there's a lot of weird stuff out there about that. About C60, you know, this has been a miracle in my life. And Bob Graska he just has the biggest heart. He literally created a product that is, I think it's going to change the world. I think it's a miracle. I really do. And I just want people to hear my story and give it a shot because I want people to feel well. That's what it's all about.
You've just shared it, and you've made a lot of friends tonight, and I'm really happy for you. This is a
thank you.
Most people just don't make it back. Not like you.
Yeah.
They don't understand. Yeah. They don't hear about Rife. They don't want to do it. They're too expensive. Whatever. And.
Well, I think my dad saved my life. I definitely know my dad saved my life. I felt my organs shutting down.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. What I am also very glad to hear is that you've got a wonderful dad. That's the best. Good for you.
Yep.
Liz, thank you.
Well, he's welcome.
Probably, yeah. And yes, Dad, great job. And there aren't enough good dads out there. And you're a great one if you're listening. Even if you aren't, you're still a great one. Liz, thank you very much for being here. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. Anytime.
Okay. You have fun. Okay. Take care. All righty. Okay, there's Liz. Now we got another guest standing by. This is the real deal. We're not making any claims here. We're just saying that your body needs a good functional immune system. It needs a lot of things, and carbon 60 seems to be the key that opens the door that frees a lot of people from the hell of unhealthy immunological systems. Let's leave it at that. All right, Chuck, are you there? Can you hear me?
I am here, and I can hear you.
Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Were you able to hear part of Liz?
I caught the last few minutes of it, yeah, and I agree. This is a miracle.
All right, a miracle. Here we go. Tell us your story, Chuck. What were you doing? Minding your own business? What happened?
Well, I rarely mind my own business, Jeff.
That's what I've heard, but I wouldn't say it out loud. It's all right.
Bob and I have had some wonderful conversations, Bob Greska. Here's my quick story in a nutshell. I had a couple of major motor vehicle accidents back in 1997.
Two in 1 year?
Yeah. Well, actually, about 18 months apart. One was a head-on that took about four discs out, two cervical, a couple lumbar.
Wow.
And 18 months later, somebody T-boned me doing about 50.
Gee.
And took four more out. Separated my left shoulder again. I had an old sports injury there. That didn't help much. And kind of messed up my right hand. And being a drummer, that kind of put me out of business for a while. But the really sick part of this whole thing was going to the doctor to have my discs and my back checked out. We found an enormous Lyme disease bullseye on my back that I really hadn't seen. So all this stuff kind of hit me at once. And, again, this was 1997.
Where do you live,
so,
Chuck?
Yeah, 20 years ago.
Where do you live?
Where do I live? I live in the epicenter of Lyme disease.
Uh-huh.
I am pretty much in a Woodstock, New York. I'm kind of on the Hudson River.
I got
due east of Woodstock.
Hey, those damn deer ticks, you can hardly see them. They're little. Little.
Yeah, well, we got deer ticks. We got dog ticks. We got plenty of ticks.
And most of them are, I understand, most of them now are considered vectors for Lyme. Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
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 Anything that bites people basically is potentially a carrier.
Yeah. 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 It's a bad scene.
Yeah.
Real bad.
All right. So they found the bullseye. You're already in pain all the time anyhow from these two automobile wrecks. Eight discs messed up. Okay. So the bullseye. What did the doctor say? We better treat you with doxycycline right away. What did he say?
Well, you know, it was kind of, I was still on penicillin at the time. I did develop an allergy to it, but the first treatment was penicillin. And I've been treating about two times a year for the last 20 years because those little spider sheets, they bore into your connective tissue and cartilage. And,
yes.
You know, you can take all the antibiotics you want.
No,
and when they get
won't get to it. No.
Right. They come right back out into your bloodstream. So, you know, you keep going over this and over it. It starts out with maybe a 7-day treatment of an antibiotic. And the next thing you know, at this point, we're doing 28 days of doxycycline.
Yeah, and you have no digestive bacteria left at all.
I eat a lot of yogurt.
Yeah, but even so, if you're on antibiotics, it's anyhow.
Yes,
that's a tough one.
This is a horrible disease. A horrible disease.
Were you ever like Liz? Did you get to one point where you were essentially bedridden, or you'd rather be in bed than up?
I got to the point with degeneration of all my cartilage, where last winter I couldn't lift my left arm up at all. I would, if I needed to move it, I moved it with my right arm.
That's really good for drumming, huh? Mm-hmm.
Oh, it helped great. I turned down a lot of gigs.
I'll bet you did.
Yeah, and I kind of live for that. I mean, I'm a carpenter, too, so I'm a physical guy. I'd like to tell people I hit things for a living. It's either a hammer or
got
a drumstick.
Got it.
So
I used to play myself, so I understand.
You?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, this took me out of the game. And a good friend found carbon-60, and it wasn't Bob's Carbon 60. There are several products out there.
Many.
And he said, would you do some research? So being a disabled guy, I went on the net and spent countless hours, and I discovered Bob. And I realized that he didn't use solvents and that he had, you know, his buckyballs weren't fuzzy. And they would absorb so much more bad stuff. And I said, all right, this is the stuff we need to do. So we bought a couple of bottles, and by the time I was done with that first bottle, I could start seeing relief. And the relief came in so many forms. I mean, when you're in that bad of a condition, mm-hmm. you don't realize how many other things are wrong with you.
Tell me.
And the stuff
Tell me.
Healing at this point in my life is just amazing to me. Not only am I playing in two bands again, but I'm cutting wood. You know, we heat with wood here in the North Woods. I'm doing everything. I'm working on my car. I ride my motorcycle again. That hadn't happened in about 2 years.
What kind of bike do you have?
I have a wonderful 2000 Harley Sportster 1200 XLH, and not riding that was kind of a pain in my butt, Jeff.
Oh, that's I have an 06 Deuce, and
do you?
Yeah, and I know what you're talking about. It's really just an extraordinary dimension of life when you get on a bike like that and go. You know, you have to.
Not your whole brain, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. Okay, so you started to feel results, not only with respect to the primary issues, but you said there were a lot of other things as well. Give me some examples.
Oh, yeah. Amazing stuff. Well, let's see. First off, I had knee injuries. Being a carpenter, you spend a lot of time on your knees.
Yeah.
My right knee needed an operation. That seems to get better. I apply it topically, by the way.
Ah.
Quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
I'll rub that into my knee when it gets a little bit funky. I haven't had to go for the operation. And my knee, within 24 hours after putting like 5 or 6 drops on it, I'll put it on at night. The next morning, the pain is gone, 90% of the pain. If I really hurt it, I might have to put it on 2 days in a row. So it does a wonderful job topically.
There are many products on the market that claim to give pain relief with application like that. They have lotions and...
We've tried everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, my wife has also got Lyme disease. You know, we live with Bengay and products like that, you know.
Right, sure.
But they never worked for me.
Okay.
You know, so what we have here is something that's actually working, not just on things that like need surgery. I mean, my shoulder is fine nowadays. It blows my mind that a surgeon 8-9 months ago wanted to go in there and do a total shoulder replacement.
And my doctor had told me.
And the doctor said, you know, with the Lyme disease being an immunodeficiency issue, you're not going to heal. So the surgery is probably not a good choice.
Right.
So I also topically put that on my shoulder occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
But I do, I've been doing, this is, today is my 1 year anniversary, by the way. April 4th, I started this a year ago.
Very good.
And yeah, and in 1 year, I'm a completely changed guy. It knocked 30 pounds off of me. I don't diet. That was strange. Bob kind of explained how that worked to me. You know, getting rid of the free radicals in your fat cells a lot of people tend to lose weight. And that happened to me. My toenails have grown in. This might sound weird to you, but I was getting claws for toenails. The doctors put it off as arthritic conditions. A lot of people with arthritis get very brittle, thick toenails. Well, it took about 4 months, and they started growing in. And
toenail fungus, too?
No, the doctor confirmed that. My daughter is an RN, and she looked at that, and she says, Dad, you got a fungus. And the doctor said, no, that's not a fungus.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. And she says, yeah, there's not much you can do about that. And I was like, great. But they just started growing in. I noticed it maybe 3 or 4 months into the carbon, and they started growing in like baby toenails again. Now, both my feet, and also from the accident, there was pretty good numbness in my left leg. Weird, because when I rode the Harley, the vibration seemed to get a little feeling back in that foot. I have total feeling in that foot again, and brand new toenails. Age spots are falling off of me. I mean, I'm 64 in a week. A week from today, I'll be turning 64. So I'm getting those, you know, you can call them liver spots, whatever.
Yeah.
But they're going away. They're just disappearing. My night vision is improving. My recovery time when I play, or mm-hmm. when I work hard, go out and cut a cord of wood.
Sure.
Wouldn't that I can do now.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be sore, but the next day I feel better. But now, 2 years ago, before I really fell into that shoulder problem and I couldn't cut any wood that year at all,
mm-hmm.
you know, I would go out like any guy that doesn't train every day. It's an athletic kind of thing. And I'd be sore for like a week sometimes. Now, anything that happens seems to go away so much faster. The only thing I can blame it on is carbon 60. So, yeah, I'm pretty amazed. I mean, I literally have a list in front of me. I'm not going to bore you with the whole thing. I have chest hair that's changing back to my natural hair color. And I was actually talking to Bob Greska about this the other day. I go, why is my white hair on my chest, like, growing out brown again? He goes, you know, I see that in a lot of people. They're reporting that. And I said, very interesting. So,
what about the hair on your head? What's
well,
that doing?
Well, now I'm 64. My hair on my head really hasn't gone white. I still have brown hair. My beard hair is still kind of, I'm going to call it salt and pepper.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing a great thing going on there. I do have a very tightly cropped beard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's happening with that, but it's weird to look at your chest and see a hair that's white on the end and then half brown.
Oh, that's bizarre to even contemplate.
Yeah,
yeah. And this happened that quickly. The growth of a hair. It just switched on the color, and it began to come in. How interesting.
Yeah, yeah, it's bizarre. And again, I take no drugs. The only thing I actually take, my blood pressure was getting a little high. I was taking two blood pressure meds.
Uh-huh.
My blood pressure has actually dropped, and I'm down to one med now.
Good.
So it went down by about 10 points, and even under the doctor's care, she says, you know, you might want to stop the Bistolic. So I'm still taking a little lisinopril. I don't even take that every day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't live a particularly healthy lifestyle. I'm not a vegan. You know, I eat plenty of meat. I have the occasional drink. You know, it's not like I'm a health nut, but I am healing for some reason. So the only thing, again, I can blame it on is C60.
You mentioned your wife. Go ahead.
My wife?
Go ahead, Chuck.
I'm just saying, I think if you're going to do it, you need Bob's. Because everything else on the market seems to be a much lesser quality product. So,
well, we'll take that for what it's worth. And coming from you, it's worth a lot. And I know that Liz said the same thing. Just go to it's Bob's site is so simple. C-60.com. C-60.com. Go take a look and keep in mind what we're talking about here has to do with Chuck. Now, I haven't heard that you have had Lyme, but you mentioned your wife has Lyme. What are we doing with her?
We both have Lyme. And
oh, you have it too? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've been treating for 20 years.
Oh, God.
I'm the one that's been treating for 20 years. Now, Vicky really came down with a case of it when she finally got diagnosed with Lyme, because from what I understand, the Lyme tests we do here in the USA are basically based on a man's metabolism. It's hard to get a positive result on a female. So it took her a long time to get an actual Lyme. You know, they do the Western blot, they do the titer, the Lyme titer. When she finally came up for it, she was in such bad shape, they put her on a PICC line for 30 days.
Oh,
so we went to the hospital for four hours a day, seven days a week. And it gave her some relief, you know. She's opted not to take the carbon 60 until just recently.
Mm-hmm.
She had a fall this winter, and she's taking it orally now, and I'm putting it topically on her shoulder every night.
What's with her shoulder?
She fell down and tore some connective tissue and some ligaments.
Mm-hmm.
They curled up like fiddleheads inside her body, and she has pretty good pain in there.
Mm-hmm.
She was losing range of motion, and they had her scheduled for surgery. And right now, it looks to us like we're going to be putting off the surgery because she's getting a lot more range of motion. The pain seems to be going away a little bit. I mean, this has only been a few weeks. I didn't see a lot of results until my first bottle was really gone. I started really noticing things. So I want to keep her with this for a while, and mm-hmm. I think we're going to mm-hmm. see a wonderful thing happen with her.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody I know that actually gets into the regimen and takes the dropper full every morning starts to see it. I do have, you know, we are a distributor here, and so we buy it in bulk from Bob.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got probably six people right now that are on the regimen, and every one of them are thrilled with it. Some have been doing it for 6 months. Some have been doing it for 9 months. They're all thrilled with it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people I tried to get onto it, and they would sporadically take it. Yeah, they thought it was an aspirin. Oh, my headache is bad today. I'll take a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
No, that's not how you do this. It's got to become a discipline. I wake up in the morning. I squirt the stuff under my tongue. Then I think about making coffee and breakfast. And that's just what I've been doing for 1 year straight. I'm a whole nother guy. You know, I play in high energy bands. When that had to leave and I had to give that up, that was a very sad thing. I don't get depressed. I get disgusted.
Yeah, sure.
And I was disgusted for, you know, over a year. And right now I'm working in two high energy bands and we are booked all summer and I'm totally full of confidence at the age of 64.
When you say high energy, what are we talking about here? Ginger Baker stuff?
We do rock and blues, but it's high energy blues. It's like Janis Joplin. I have two female singers in two different bands now that are astounding.
Are these your bands, Ray, Chuck?
No, it's their bands. I actually hadn't played in quite some time, and 3 weeks ago I went to a blues gym, and these were friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat, and these two incredible songwriters were, they just happened to be there at the same night, two female singers, Lex Gray and Alana Wilde. And when I stood up off of the drum seat, Lexi came over and said, "Can you play with me?" And
wow.
I just happened to be there on a night where her drummer was leaving on tour, and she was looking for a drummer. Well, five guys played that night. It wasn't just me. And I wasn't expecting anything, you know. But it was a godsend. And
that's
you know,
a wonderful story, too. That's so good.
Yeah, well, she's a health nut. Now she's looking into C60 doing research.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So this is how it kind of happens, you know. People hear about it, and they go, well, you know, and some people will take the time, do the due diligence, and go, maybe this is something I want to try. And I find that 50% of them just don't stick with it. The ones that do, they just want more C60.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that. You know, so, I mean, that's pretty much the story. There's a lot of other physical things that are changing with me.
Tell me a few. We got 2 minutes. Go ahead. Give me a couple.
Well, my mental acuteness is amazing. I find that I don't have to sit down and play through the songs anymore. I can sit down and listen to them and then sit down and translate that directly to the drums.
Oh, that's a gift.
I've been playing for 50 years. I've never been able to do this. I can concentrate more.
Wow.
With the Lyme, when it gets into your brain, you start losing that ability to concentrate.
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, and that's coming back. And, again, another godsend. Little things like cuts and stuff seem to heal fast. Just amazing.
I've only been using Bob's C60 for about a month now, and... yeah, I had a cut. It was actually a little chunk, a divot taken out of my finger. It hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say within 2 or 3 days, it was completely scabbed over and well on the way to heal and filling in. It has to granulate back in. It's smooth. It's all.
Yeah.
It's completely taken care of now. And it could have gone on 3-4 times this long. It's gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hear
you. That's exactly what I'm finding.
Now, when you go back, you've been playing since you were 14 or thereabouts.
Now 11.
11?
Yeah, 11. Yeah.
I mentioned Ginger Baker.
I had a dad that was a drummer.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. I moved into his band at a very young age and then started taking private lessons at the age of 12.
Oh, yeah. Well, you did it right. You did it right.
Well, I was lucky. I had a dad that was great.
Yeah. Ginger Baker.
Yeah.
Cream. The best, in my opinion, the best ever, in my opinion. The guy was incredible. What he could do with his feet on the double bass... and the top end, just incredible. It's like two people were playing.
Ginger Baker is an incredible man, but I'll tell you something, and this is just my opinion. John Bonham could do what Ginger Baker did with both feet with his one foot.
I've heard that said too, and that is astonishing. Having played, I don't. Yeah, that's amazing to me.
But really, if you want to get to the very best, Buddy Rich was the man.
I remember watching Buddy Rich do his solos on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Back when? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I was allowed to stay up to see that when I was a little guy.
Buddy was he was quite a character, indeed.
Superhuman.
Yeah, I'd never seen anything like it. I agree with you. I'd forgotten about Buddy there. He didn't play in a heavy acid rock band or anything, but he did it all.
Well, he kind of hated rock drummers.
Yeah. What a stylist. What a brilliant, expressive drummer he was.
Oh,
amazing.
God, and all the energy you could ever have.
Oh, yeah. Well, it sounds like you're on the way to that level of performance, and certainly energetically. Chuck, thank you for sharing all that. That was really interesting. I appreciate it.
Well, there you go. You've only been on it for 1 month. I would have to say, never give it up, Jeff.
No, I'm not. No, I'm there. All right, my friend.
Yeah.
You be well, as I know you will. Take care. Have fun with the drums and the riding of the bike. And God, just live every day as a blessing, because that's what it is.
Yes, it is, my friend. Thank you so much.
Okay, Chuck. Thanks a lot. Good night.
You have a great night.
Thanks. Okay, there you go. Bob Greska. Greska's Carbon 60. C-60.com. Take a look. Think about it. We'll be back.